With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Everyone's going back to school. All kids are going back into school, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When are kids going back to school?
Kids are going back. My kids go back. It's so early. Do you guys remember when you went back?
It seemed like it was like September. I know. Yes. Yeah, after Labor Day for sure. I think it was like the last week of August.
They're going back.
Like in a week or two.
Yes.
What?
Sort of like, I don't have a calendar in front of me. Like here's what's fun about Odyssey. Do you know what calendar I have directly in front of me right now? Anybody want to know? 2018. I got 2018 in case I need to reference a date.
That's actually better than I thought it would be.
I think my daughter kind of dips her toe in on the 10th and is fully back on the 12th.
Dang.
And my son is fully back on the 16th.
Because now they have like a half day for your first day kind of thing.
The orientation.
Mm. Yeah. So both of my kids are going into the next school up, right? So my daughter's going to middle school and my son's going into high school.
Big years.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
So super. Because my daughter has to learn how to open a locker and stuff. And my son is putting me into debt because he's going to a private school.
Let's hope Mia's better than Noah at the locker thing.
I learned from Noah, so I've already purchased a padlock for my house. And like, I don't want to start too soon because then they lose the skill. But like a week before, I'm just going to drill her on it. I'll like lock her food up. And then or lock an Xbox controller up.
You can lock her in a closet. Right. See how long it takes her to get
I'll
out.
I'll give her a light.
You've got to get used to the inside of a locker.
If I locked like one of her Vampire Diary books up in there, I guarantee you she'll learn how to open the lock. For sure. She's so obsessed with that stuff. But here's the problem. There's a story out that says our kids have lost their social skills during the pandemic. And I 100% believe that my kids have missed out on something massive. And they're like, my daughter would rather be in her room in the dark, partially because of the vampire thing, but just mostly because of the pandemic. And my son, who's very handsome and a football player, just can't be bothered to make you go to a hotel or whatever. There's other kids playing in the pool and they won't interact with them. Neither of my kids will like just become friends with other kids.
Because of the pandemic and all that?
Yes, I think they've all lost the ability because they were told not to talk to other people for a year and a half, and now they don't know how to talk to other people.
And they were in their little cohorts, like with the same couple of people, couple of kids.
And now they're both going into brand new schools.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to...
I think the opposite. I think everyone's going to be fine.
They have to wear masks, right?
As of right now, I know for a fact the 27J kids do, my daughter's school. I don't know what... Do private schools have to... That sounds so pretentious. My son's only going there so we make sure he goes to college. We're not like those. But like, do they have to adhere to the same school district rules?
If they don't accept federal funding, then...
Then they can do whatever they want.
They don't have to answer to the feds, yeah.
I can't imagine they're accepting funding because of what the tuition is. I can't imagine they need a supplement, but why do you, like, tell me, you just
because you're, like, for example, your kids are not the only one that went through it. All of these kids going into high school had the same year. All of these kids going into middle school had the same year. Yes, it's going to be awkward at first, but I actually think they're going to be able to bond over it and create, like, stronger.
Wow.
If they even talk, though.
That's what I was thinking. Only if they
get out of their little like bubble and comfort zone, and they're still wearing masks and maybe still like kind of have to keep in the same group, or
if they wear masks and have to go into cohorts, I don't know how we break out of it. I really don't. Because then you're forced to have six friends and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what
it feels like? A middle school dance where it's like, I don't know, girls over there, boys over here. And again, I think I've said on the air before, Noah has not gone to dances. So how, like, he doesn't have that. Middle school was when you learned how to be there. High school, like homecomings, when you start round and second and third and figure out your stuff. Like, he's like, he hasn't even figured out how to get in the batter's box. You know what I'm saying?
He's still working on the lock.
No, and I'm not saying I do not want to say my son doesn't have game, because I fear he probably has more game than I realize. But I just think that there's a skill they're going to be lacking, and it's a skill at both of them at a very impressionable age. If they don't get it now, they're never going to have it.
Well, I was
going
to say, how can you lose something you were never taught? So I blame all this back on the parents of these children. The parents are the ones that are, yeah.
Well, we know that Slacker has no social skills, so.
Or do I not? Like, do I have social skills? Let's read the room. Because I don't think I do, but I am very, very, very boisterous around other people. But like one-on-one, I'm terrible.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Oh.
I mean, you're sociable, but that doesn't mean you have social skills.
A social
Think
bull.
Think of the things that come out of your mouth.
Like a bull in a china shop over there.
The first time we had like drinks with our big boss, you motioned. Do you remember what you motioned?
No.
I can't even say it on the air.
Oh, did I do this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did. Yes. I motioned a proctological exam with a closed hand.
It's f***ing is what you were
doing. No, you don't say that! Yes, I did. Well, is that bad? I mean, okay, it's bad. But that is a social skill, isn't it?
To make like, people feel uncomfortable, well, and if
you're
shocked.
Still here, he's yeah, okay.
I have so my son is almost two, so the pandemic has been most of his life.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah, because he was born in November, and then in March it all kind of happened. So he only had a few months of regular life.
I would say it's been all of his life, because those first 6 months he's not mobile, he's not really communicating, he's just being fed to stay alive until he's.
Right, but I guess the hope I have is that he's young enough that he can come out of it. Like, I worry more for your kids because they're at more of an impressionable age. You know, because right now we'll see people at the park now, and it's kind of that weird where they're like, should we keep our distance? And you can't just go, oh, no, we don't care. Because then they're like, well, you don't care at all. And it's like, I mean, we care, but not we can get closer. Like, yeah. It's that weirdness. And it's also like, I don't know you. Do you live in the neighborhood, or do you? Right. I don't know if it's worth putting in this effort to explain where we stand on everything just so our kids can run around together.
I didn't even think about it being like that, because when my kids were that age, you just went to a park and there was 20 moms there, and you just shoved, it's like the Cherry Creek Mall, you just shove them all into those pizza slices and they climb all over it.
Now when you go to the park, if there's a family there, they're kind of like, we'll leave, we're good. And it's like, you can stay, it's fine, we're supposed to be getting back to normal at some point, right? We're outside, we're vaccinated, we're doing all these things, but there's still just the weirdness.
Because by the time my kids were your kids' age, they had like 100 play dates with other kids, with like 1,000 other kids. And you just took him to like Florida.
Yeah, we went to Florida to see some friends, so we had a couple days, but he hasn't had a single play date. Like have a kid come over and just play.
You're right that he's too young. He won't necessarily remember this, but he is going to be lacking. There's those skills you learn when you're that little where there's only one Lightning McQueen toy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Leo gets to play it now, and then Timmy gets to play with it in 5 minutes. And you have to start learning that sharing stuff. If he doesn't have that down sooner than later, he's not going to do good in preschool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you send him into preschool, and you can see the kids. It's just like, not to make it about dogs, because they're not the same. You can see a dog that's not been around other dogs.
Yeah.
They're total jerks. Mm-hmm. And kids are exactly the same.
Yeah. So Aaron had a good point, because I wonder what it's going to be like, because all the other two-year-olds went through the same thing. My son's not unique in that way.
Mm-hmm. Not at
so
all.
So when he gets to preschool, it's going to be a bunch of kids who've never been around other kids.
Which sounds like chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
Jeez.
I mean, Aaron's got a very positive outlook.
Or it could be, like, even better. Like, what if this new generation learns to be decent human beings?
As opposed to which other generation? Why are you looking at me and Slagger?
She stands the run.
<I know>. Slagger and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.